Hi everyone, and a very warm welcome to the third Cyber Claims Talk podcast from Zurich. My name is Zahir Hashmi, and I'm a member of the Zurich's Cyber Claims team based in London. Today I'm delighted to be joined by Roddy Priestley, who is a director in SRM's cybersecurity team. Thanks for joining me today, Roddy. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Zahir, and very pleased to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Good. So today we're going to be focusing on supply chain cyber risks, and no doubt Roddy will have some very useful insights into what organisations can be doing to manage these risks. Roddy, let's maybe start at the basics. Can you explain to us what a supply chain attack is and why we seem to be seeing more of these at the moment?
Yeah, sure. So firstly, thanks again for having me on the podcast here. It's a pleasure to be here joining you. We've seen some very high profile supply chain cyber attacks recently. So this is a topic that's very much at the top of the agenda. These attacks essentially target the suppliers of software and services to enterprise clients. Yeah. They look to exploit vulnerabilities in the software process or practices of a supplier, which provide the attacker with ongoing access to other systems or data within the target or group of targets' environments. So as we've seen recently with SolarWinds and the Kasera attacks, sophisticated supply chain attacks have the potential to impact very large numbers of customers and are therefore an increasingly attractive method for cyber criminals to achieve their objectives at scale. So when used effectively, these attacks can provide criminals with an opportunity to execute secondary mass events, such as theft of sensitive data or deployment of ransomware, as we saw with Kaseya.
Yeah, so do you have any insight as to who might be behind these attacks?
It's a good question. Well, look, in general, drawing firm attributions from these attacks can be really challenging. Often the immediate focuses on the response and restoration work and then investigating root cause to close down any vulnerabilities that originally led to the breach. Now that being said, we've seen some more of the high profile attacks attributed to various state actors or state sponsored actors, and there's likely to be some truth in those associations. It's worth remembering, however, that supply chain attacks are the means to an end. The supply chain compromise itself is typically the initial stage before an actor goes on to carry out a secondary objective. These objectives might include things like, you know, stealing personal data or government secrets or valuable competitor IT. They might extend to causing business interruption, which results in obviously big financial or reputational losses.
Sure.
Or in the case of Kaseya, they looking to deploy malware such as ransomware. So to try and understand who is carrying out these attacks really needs careful analysis of the actual motivations behind the attack itself. And for businesses looking to think about their supply chain risk, trying to get into the mindset of the types of attackers that might target them and their motivations for doing so are really an important part of the process to try and design the defensive controls that make these attacks harder.
Sure. And if we now look at the methods employed by these threat actors, how in your experience do they typically gain access to a target organisation via their supply chain?
So look, so here, the people that perpetuate these attacks are always looking for new ways and new tools that give them access to critical supplies of their targets.
Sure.
They're very skilled at using techniques to compromise vulnerabilities in the processes or software that give them access and control within that supply chain. In a third-party software provider attack, for example, a cyber attacker stealthily implants malicious code at some point in the software development lifecycle with the intention that their malicious implant gets pushed to production and to that software vendor's customers. The cyber hacker group Dragonfly are best known for these types of third-party attacks, targeting companies in the energy sector in Europe and North America through their supply chains. To give you an example of one type of an attack, we've seen attackers leverage widely used services such as website builders to perform these types of attacks. A website builder typically has a drag and drop interface that allows you to build a website without knowing how to code. Obviously, the drag and drop function itself relies on code. So if you can, for example, inject a script in the code for one of those drag and drop modules, then this script will be present on all customer websites that are built using that website builder, if they include that particular module. This script simply redirects users from legitimate sites to a malicious site, which could, for example, then trigger the download of malware to the victim's machine. So this attack targets all companies who have a website built with that particular drag and drop builder, which then further propagates malware to all visitors of the website. And this malware could then be some sort of Trojan, for example, that has a further objective to provide ongoing access to the original attacker, steal banking credentials, for example, or deploy ransomware.
Yes, yeah, I see. Great, so I'm sure that'll really be of help to organisations looking to mitigate their exposure in this area. So I'm sure you've dealt with many cases where an organisation has been breached as a result of a supply chain attack. Could you perhaps tell us a little more about your practical experiences, mentioning no names, of course?
Yeah, sure, Zahir. I mean, the reality is that many of the cases that our practice handle have some element of supply chain compromise at the root of them. Vulnerable suppliers represent a path of least resistance into a final target's network or product, so they're a really attractive starting point for a cyber attack. Mm. With SolarWinds, malicious code was added to their Orion software product, which was used by customers to manage IT resources. This code was then pushed out to SolarWinds clients during regular software updates and basically installed backdoors into many of their client systems. Yeah. These backdoors enabled the attackers to install more malware to carry out other objectives, such as theft of sensitive data. We've also seen a few supply chain attacks on e-commerce platforms, where the goal of the attacker was to steal customer data and credit card data during the checkout process. In many of these cases, the attackers achieved their objectives by infiltrating a third-party plugin or tool used in the victim's development process or within their software delivery pipeline. These plugin tools often have privileged access to a target's code or platform via accounts that authenticate with API keys, for example. And once an attacker has compromised these tools, they have access to other keys and credentials and can then leverage them to perform actions on behalf of the tool, such as modifying application code and adding malicious scripts, which in the cases we saw led to the exfiltration of sensitive data. Mm. It's really difficult to protect against these types of attacks, but there are a few things to look out for. So making sure you follow up on any reports of breaches provided by your suppliers. Mm. Too often these are ignored. Even if there doesn't appear to be an immediate threat to your business, you should still reinitialize their access. This will ensure that any stolen credentials can't be used against you in future.
Mm, sure.
So follow the principle of least privilege for all your supply chain. A tool which is only supposed to read customer browsing data really shouldn't be able to edit your database, for example.
No.
And you know, other things like integrity checking your code. So have a technical team that can do this. There are tools that allow you to check for and identify any unexpected modifications of code, and enabling logging, so you can retrace any incidents and quickly understand the impacts the incidents reach. Mm. This can limit the number of customers you have to notify, for example. And finally, if you invest in expensive technology that is producing all of these alerts, make sure the output is properly monitored.
Mm, absolutely. Oh, brilliant. Some really useful information there. So where do you think organisations are going wrong at the moment?
Well, defending against supply chain attacks is really challenging, especially if you're a small or medium-sized enterprise with limited security resources.
Yeah.
Even if you've made a huge effort to improve security within your organisation, it really still just comes down to the old adage, you're only as strong as your weakest link. Mm. It's also often the case that even with the best intention, smaller and medium-sized firms simply don't have the leverage over their suppliers to enforce certain minimum standards for cybersecurity.
Sure.
This can make things really difficult for the vast majority of organizations that are using ubiquitous technologies. Mm. However, there are of course other factors that are making this threat increasingly challenging, such as the growing complexity of supply chains and an increased resilience on technology for production and manufacturing processes. Attackers are improving their own techniques and are always looking for novel ways of compromising supply chains. So, you know, staying ahead of them is a really big challenge.
Mm.
Businesses should try and respond to this by putting more emphasis on understanding supplier cyber risk and putting in pragmatic processes to enable them to measure and monitor that risk more effectively. The really important thing to do is to make a start and not overcomplicate the approach. You aren't going to solve the problem, but you can certainly make improvements.
Mm.
And, you know, there are lots of resources out there about this topic, so make the best of use of those that are available. The NCS website in the UK or CISA in the US have lots of valuable resources that can be referenced to try and help make those first steps to improve your security.
Excellent. So there's clearly a lot to think about here for organisations. But what do you think makes it so difficult to manage supply chain cyber risk as opposed to other types of risk?
Well, honestly, I think it's simply the scale and complexity of global supply chains today. Mm. For a small business that is reliant on one or two vendors for their operation, it's usually manageable to try and understand where your risks lie and put in place the right measures and planning to be able to prevent or respond to the issue. However, when it comes to multinationals, these organisations will likely have hundreds, if not thousands, of suppliers. Yeah. Many of which have access to a critical system or support a sensitive database. And this is where it gets complicated. You know, suppliers have suppliers, and their suppliers have suppliers, and so on. So you can go down a bit of a rabbit hole if you're not careful. So you can see it's quite easy to overcomplicate the response to this problem. The key is to keep the approach simple and manageable with the resources that you have. Identify suppliers that have access to your most important data or systems, and ask these suppliers simple questions about their security, and make engaging on security an easy thing to do. This is best approached in a collaborative way. And if you're a supplier yourself, be proactive about providing your customers with the information that you would expect from your own suppliers. This can be through initiatives like information or intelligence sharing, or using tools such as the CISP platform. This can help you stand out competitively as well. Stay nimble, continue to review your processes, and do this on a regular basis. Unfortunately, it's not a one-off project.
No, clearly not. So perhaps now we can turn to some more practical steps which organisations can take to protect themselves. Seems to me that a nation state would be pretty hard to defend against if they're intent on attacking you.
Yeah, look, I think there's certainly some truth in that, Zahir, but you know, that is not a reason to capitulate at this point. Look, there are plenty of things that can be done to make even the most sophisticated attacks much, much harder to execute. Remember, supply chain attacks are often the means to the end. So if you can make that secondary objective harder to achieve as well, then you'll be putting up a good defense. Good cybersecurity is about layers. Now, setting up even the most basic of supplier review programs will get you a long way down the line. And there's a few important steps to doing this. Start by understanding where your risks lie. So who are your suppliers? What data do they have of yours? What systems do they manage? What would be the impact if they had a security incident? And second, define what your security expectations are for your suppliers and make sure your staff understand this by communicating clearly. Third, find a way to implement a proportionate and workable review process, one that your team can manage, maintain and continually improve on. And finally, prepare and plan how you might respond. Assume that at some point you'll have to respond to a cyber issue in your supply chain, so work through the scenarios on how this might affect your ability to operate and do business.
Yeah, and internally within organisations, presumably there are useful steps which can be taken in terms of recruitment and education of staff.
Yeah, look, I think absolutely. So, you know, the first step is improving awareness within the organisation. And that's breaking down the perception of complexity and giving your staff and your team the confidence to engage. So what might come across as a really technical challenge can actually be tackled by taking practical and simple measures. So encourage your staff to be proportionate in the way that they assess suppliers. If you're a relatively small firm, requesting a blue chip software provider to complete a really detailed security questionnaire really isn't going to be the right approach. So build trust with your suppliers. It's no good sending these huge questionnaires and demanding really detailed responses from your suppliers if you actually don't have the resources and inclination to act on the back of that.
Yeah, sure.
It really just becomes a tick box exercise if you take that approach. So look, you don't need to be a technical expert to run and manage an effective supply chain review exercise. This is about good project management, a collaborative approach and good communication.
Okay, so finally, what do you think the future looks like in terms of managing supply chain cyber risk? I mean, we're hearing about lots of technologies which are trying to solve this issue. Could you perhaps tell us a little bit about these and give us your thoughts on how effective they really are?
Yeah, well, look, this is an area that's seeing a huge amount of focus at the moment, and understandably so. Historically, supply chain due diligence or review programs have been extremely manual and consumed huge amounts of resources. They've also been pretty blunt in their approach. The industry is looking for solutions that can reduce the costs of managing supply chain cyber risk whilst also improving its visibility. So one of the most promising trends that we're seeing is improved collaboration between suppliers and the users of technologies, and in the way that information about cyber risk is shared up and down the supply chain. Without a doubt, new technology has a big part to play, and we're seeing interesting and increasingly effective tools that bring a degree of standardization and scalability to the review process. We're also seeing technologies that take a threat-led approach to determining cyber risk. This comes back to what I mentioned about understanding the different motivations of cyber attackers and designing your risk management framework around the types of attackers that your organization is likely to face, which really helps to narrow the focus of your approach. Ultimately, mitigating supply chain cyber risk is a really big task for most organizations, but however daunting it might appear, it's more important than ever to keep this at the top of the agenda.
Absolutely, wholeheartedly agree with that. Well, that's all we've got time for, unfortunately. Thank you so much for listening to this Zurich Cyber Claims Talk podcast. I'm Zahir Hashmi, and I was joined today by Roddy Priestley at SRM. Thanks again, Roddy, for your helpful insights.
Pleasure, and thanks again for having me, Zahir.
Brilliant, not at all. Please do join us again for another Cyber Claims Talk podcast. Thanks, and goodbye.